You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hi, and welcome to our monthly podcast covering the latest releases of the AIB-sponsored Irish Manufacturing and Services PMIs. I'm John Heffernan from our AIB Treasury Unit, and joining me on this podcast is our Chief Economist, David McNamara. Good morning, David. In terms of discussing these two important sectors of the Irish economy, we might kick off with the AIB Irish Manufacturing PMI data release. The headline reads as the steepest fall in new orders since December 2022. The reading is down to 47.6 from 49.6 in March. Would you bring us through your key findings that you're seeing in the report, please?
Yeah, look, I think it's a broadly pessimistic survey. There's very few positive points, I would say, in the survey this month. And as I think I say often on this podcast, it's important to look at a longer term trend rather than 1 month. But the longer term trend is quite negative as well, to be honest. What you're looking at over the course of the last year really is a sort of slow grind lower in manufacturing output covered by this survey. In April, as you said, the index fell to 47.6, so accelerating pace of decline compared to last month. The Irish PMI remains above the flash rating for the Eurozone, but it is falling in line with it. But we are now well below the US and the UK readings, respectively. So as you said, new orders falling at the sharpest level since December 2022. The level of employment close to flat. And we're seeing weaker client demand both domestically and externally. And two key markets called out again as a source of that weakness is the UK and the Eurozone. So while you're perhaps seeing some macroeconomic data starting to turn upwards in the UK and the Eurozone, the manufacturing sector, based on this survey, remains challenged across Europe. And that's impacting on the Irish sector. One positive point, maybe, if I can put that in there, you are starting to see input price inflation start to fall. Whether that's a factor of commodities coming down or just generally weak demand remains to be seen. But those exceptionally high rates of inflation that we saw over the last year seems to be normalizing now. So I suppose that's one positive point in the survey. But broadly a negative survey, I would say, for April.
Okay, and if we look across the segments to the services PMI, David, the index signaled growth still in expansionary territory of 53.3. But this is also trending down from the March number of 56.6. Can you give us your thoughts on this report?
Yeah, and again, to put this into context, the services sector is much more important. Most of us work in the services sector. It's the driver of the economy. Manufacturing is very important, employs a lot of people, important for GDP, but services is the key driver. Still a strong rate of growth, John, 53.3 based on historic averages. It did come down from a very strong pace of growth in March, which was 56.6. But broadly, a much more positive survey than the manufacturing sector. What I characterize this as is very robust growth and broad-based growth across most sectors of the services sector. We might get into maybe some of the subsectors in a minute. I'm sure you've got questions on that. But just to highlight a few key trends, both current activity and new orders still rising at a very strong pace in the sector. The inflationary picture is a little bit different, I'd say, as well, too. We're still seeing strong output inflation from services sector firms. So what does that mean? They're still able to raise their prices for their customers. And that's a sign to me of very strong demand in the services sector. And then on the input side, the rate of inflation is easing. So that's good news. So that's margin expansion for those firms in the services sector. So I say overall good news, employment continuing to grow, but there is a few little points of weakness at the subsector level in the services PMI.
That's kind of where I want to go next. When you're reading through the report, you're kind of seeing a few bits and pieces happening. And if you were to look at the tech media, kind of telecoms kind of section, there seems to be a little happening there. Do you want to take us through that?
Yeah, and I think this is a surprise. And this is really, I think, what dragged down the overall PMI this month. If you look at what we call the TMT sector, technology, media, and telecoms, what you can see is for the first time in a very long time, new business and current activity declining in that sector in April. So that's a surprise. And if you look at other sectors, you're seeing continued strong growth in those sectors. If I point to the strongest one, it would be financial services, still growing at a very strong pace. Business services growing at a strong pace. Transport, tourism, and leisure, more modest levels of growth. But technology, media, and telecoms, very much the standout as the weakest sector. And then on the back of that, you're seeing employment essentially flat in that sector, employment growth, compared to other sectors where firms are continuing to take on more hires. They're feeling confident about the future, about their prospects over the next 12 months. And I think that's quite a surprising outturn for me on the TMT sector, because after what I suppose what would be characterized as a challenging 2022 and 2023, where you saw a lot of tech companies in particular shed jobs, lower levels of activity, we have been seeing a recovery in the sector in the PMI survey over the last few months, and it had been accelerating. So it's a little bit surprising to me that we've seen this reversal in April. So as I said, look at stuff over a long stretch of time. Let's see what happens next month and the following month. And is this the start of a new trend or is it a blip?
And if we were to stand back from it a bit and put it into the context, obviously, with the wider macroeconomic environment that we're in, what do you think the outlook is for the Irish economy, given the challenging kind of numbers we're seeing here?
Yeah, and it's timely. We've been looking at our forecasts over the last number of weeks. And just to focus in on Ireland, we see continued growth in the Irish economy over the next few years, but it's more moderate growth than we've become accustomed to, I would say, over the last number of years. So even if you, again, back over a long stretch of time, we've always either been in a down cycle or a recovery period. So think after the global financial crisis, we were growing very rapidly after a very difficult number of years. Think after the COVID-19 pandemic, we were growing very rapidly, 5-6% growth in underlying modified domestic demand and GDP. Over the medium term, the next few years, we see that growth moderating as Ireland becomes a more mature economy, a bit like its European peers. So growth in the region of 2-3%. So still very strong relative to our peers, but not the levels of growth that we've seen in the past. And that's just a factor of the Irish economy now in terms of living standards or industrial activity. We've caught up and we're now one of the rich nations, and we're no longer in that catch-up Celtic Tiger era where we're growing very rapidly. And the other thing to mention is that, you know, just like we've seen in the manufacturing survey, we're very exposed. We're an open economy. We are exposed to those downside risks. So our view is that those downside risks are still there. And they're very much apparent for an open globalized economy like Ireland.
David, I thank you for your time. And thank you to all our customers and listeners for joining us today. Stay close to all our latest podcasts by pressing the subscribe button to AIB's Market Talk, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.